This is WLVR's Flight Club. I'm Christine Dempsey.
I'm Devin Cortan.
And each week we go to a local brewery and test out a flight of beer. But wait, Devin.
What, Christine?
We're not at a brewery.
Oh, that's right.
We're at a cidery.
Five Maidens Cidery in Bethlehem.
That's right. It's located at 327 Polk Street between 3rd and 4th Streets. This is something new for us, and we're very excited. And we're here with one of the owners, Brian Williams. Thanks for joining us.
We're excited to have you.
You are probably a very unique model here.
We certainly are. We are pretty much it as it comes to the Lehigh Valley as far as, you know, sole focus being on hard cider.
Now, where do you get your apples?
Big farm out in Albrightsville. So they do a fantastic job for us. We've done a lot this year with single varietal apples, where our normal cider blend is about 7 or 8 different apples to get the profile that we like. Pink Lady, some Red Delicious, a few different varieties that go into our standard blend.
All right, Christine, what's on tap?
In looking over the list, this jumped out at me because I like cherries. So I'm looking at the Valance.
Yes. So the Valance is kind of our semi-dry base cider. We use a tart Montmorency cherry blend. So you should get dry, fruity, but a complex tart cherry that finishes not offensively tart.
Well, I have to say, this is beautiful.
It is a beautiful
the color
cider.
In this and the smell. Oh, the sweetness that you get with this. All right. Now, here comes the real test.
There you go.
This is wonderful.
Yeah.
It is sweet, but not over the top
correct.
Sweet. The finish is also, it's a very kind of subtle finish as well to it, but it's so enjoyable. So,
wonderful.
Great.
Next on tap, another cider with other fruits in it. This is a part of the Steep series, the Peach White Tea. Now, I'm assuming the Steep series means that it's combined with tea. Where did you get the idea for that?
The thing about cider is it's such an excellent conduit for flavor. I think we walked around Wegmans just kind of sniffing the cans there. And
love that.
Yeah, I'm sure we got some looks, but so yeah, that's our semi-dry base, steeped with a Peach White Tea from English Tea Store, yeah, so.
Well, you're smelling the peach, you're smelling the cider right on the nose, and the tea. You can really smell it.
Sure.
This is very light and refreshing. It's very well balanced. All the flavors are coming through, the tea, the cider, the peach, and even kind of the richness of like an apricot or something like that on the finish. It's really, really tasty.
Yes.
I will be tasting the Rizzo. I love that you gave it the name the Rizzo because you're using Pink Lady apples.
You got it.
Just like in the movie
That's
Grease.
Right.
Now, this one looks a little bit hazy.
Sure is. We don't filter any of our ciders. We do something called cold crashing. So we drop the temperature to stop fermentation. And with that, you know, we let whatever's behind.
All righty, here we go with the Rizzo. I feel like I've eaten a Pink Lady.
Yeah.
You know, I mean,
great.
That's how good it is.
Mission accomplished.
So, yeah, this is, again, another really wonderful taste to it. You're just getting all flavor. Very, very good.
Next up, we have another interesting one, the India Bound. This is a cider with hops in it.
That's correct. We've had a lot of fun trying different hop varieties over the years. I mean, it's just so much more, to me, intense, which I think allows people who can't have beer to experience how hops shine in a cider.
Yeah, what I'm smelling is, something less sweet and more spicy in this one. Lots of spices happening on the nose. And you get this really great bouquet of flavors without it being too bitter or too sweet.
I think
it's really balanced again and really tasty.
Well, Brian Williams, thank you so much for joining us on this edition of Flight Club, letting us experience something that we really haven't before, and that is craft cider.
That's correct.
Five Maidens on the south side of Bethlehem.
I hope you enjoyed yourselves, and you know, to all your listeners, please come check us out.
And for more, visit WLVR.org/flightclub.